97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
We are fighting the fake news.
Real or fake?
Fake. Phony. Fake.
News quiz.
It's time for the real or fake news quiz. We do this most Mondays where I read the headline and the people in the studio, Kim, Ethan, and Mark, have to guess whether it is real or fake. Last time we did this, Mark Cox was our winner.
Thank you.
So,
back on top.
We're going to begin with you, Mr. Mark Cox. Real or fake, a truck carrying dough overflows after heat makes it rise. Real or fake?
I'll say that could be real.
Kim St. Ange.
Real.
Ethan Bright.
I'm going to go fake.
It's real.
Of course it is.
Because, you know, we're going to have a...
Did the refrigeration unit break? Is that what happened?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's got to be a lot of dough.
Yeah.
What is our heat index today? 104?
104, yeah, something like that. Too hot. Let's put it that way.
Kim St. Ange. A YouTuber offered to write a new national anthem and wound up in jail. Real or fake?
Sure, real.
Ethan Bright.
Still going fake.
Mark Cox.
I'll go with fake on that one.
It is fake.
Ah.
I made that one up. Yay!
Yay, Carl.
No, because
Carl,
you guys
pulled
said,
one over on Kim.
You guys said last week that I didn't do enough fakes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's one reason I said real.
Ethan Bright. Real or fake? A woman in Colorado, began defecating on a family's front lawn every week. Charmin offered to give the woman a year's supply of toilet paper if she turned herself in. Real or fake?
I'm going to go fake.
Mark Cox.
I'm going to go fake.
Kim St. Ange.
I'm going to go real again.
It is real.
Why would they want to be associated with that?
Yeah, thank you.
They wanted her to turn herself in. I guess she would still get free toilet paper because, you know, she'd be in jail.
She'd go be in jail.
Well, Charmin can say that they're help fighting crime, right?
Yeah.
I don't know what crime. Is there a...
That would be a crime.
That's a big crime.
No, it would be a crime. I'm saying, what would the charge be?
It'd be cheaper just to turn the Ring camera on her and wait till catch her in the act, right?
And then post that all over
social
media?
That's
right. The crime would be public shaming?
Mm-hmm.
Would be indecency and
indecent
biohazard.
Exposure. You think a biohazard? Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
It would
Mark
be
Cox.
Charmin's duty to do it.
Oh.
Nice.
Nailed it.
No, that deserves a bum-bum. Yeah. That was funny, Ethan.
Mark Cox.
One.
According to a new study, taking over from Monday, Thursday is America's most hated day of the week. Real or fake?
I'm going fake on that one, Carl.
Kim St. Ange.
Fake.
Ethan Bright.
I am also going to go fake.
It's fake.
Tuesday.
It's Tuesday. Oh, so you knew
Somebody
that.
Knew the story.
No, I didn't know that specific story. I just hear people say they hate Tuesday.
Okay. Kim?
Then yes.
Let's stick with you.
All right.
Real or fake? An Arkansas woman used government funds to buy her dog a tuxedo. Real or fake?
I'm going to say real.
Ethan?
Got to be real.
Yeah, that's got to be real.
It actually happened.
That's good.
No, it's not good. Well, she got caught.
She got caught. Or we wouldn't know about it.
That's true. Ethan Bright, real or fake? Missouri ranks third in states with the highest number of emergency room visits. Real or fake? Per capita, by the way.
I'd say real.
Mark Cox.
Third in
per capita
emergency room visits. I'll go real.
Kim St. Ange.
I'll say fake.
It is real. Ethan, what did you say?
Real.
Good.
Me too. I said real.
I know.
I knew Mark said
no matter
real.
What I say here.
It's third. Mississippi is number one. Kentucky is number two. And then Missouri. And I am saying that right.
Yes, I hear
Missouri.
You. Governor Nixon. Go ahead.
Kim St. Ange. The little metal sleeve that attaches to the eraser of a number two pencil is called a tittle.
If you came up with this, Carl, that's just weird. I'm going to say real.
Ethan Bright.
I'm going to go real.
Mark Cox.
I'll say real.
It's fake.
Oh,
really?
Wow.
Tittle?
Tittle?
I didn't know what it was called.
It's actually called a ferrule. A tittle is the dot on top of an eye.
The more you know.
Now you.
I did not know that.
Now you will all remember that.
I'm sure my wife knew that.
Mark Cox, real or fake, a popular weight loss drug may cause a running nose.
What'd you say?
Real or fake, a popular weight loss drug may cause a runny nose.
I'll go real on that, Carl.
Kim say not.
Well, I feel like drugs, you know, death, stroke, all there's all kinds of side effects. So I'll say runny nose would be among them. Real.
Ethan Bright.
Is that popular weight loss drug cocaine? As I will say real.
All of you, once again, that one was fake.
Oh, wow.
Surely it could cause a runny nose.
No.
I'd like to challenge this.
She's going to look it up. Here we go.
Who's next? Kim?
I don't know.
Kim, you're up next. For the 20th year in a row, China is the largest beer-consuming country in the world. Real or fake?
Well, I think it'd be fake, so I'll say real.
Ethan Bright.
Got a lot of people. I'll go real.
Is that per capita?
Or
just in general? Because there are more people there.
Per capita.
Per capita.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say fake.
It is real.
Oh.
Yes.
Thank you, China.
Yeah, no kidding.
In the same study, Ethan Bright, Mexico drinks more beer than Brazil. Real or fake?
Yeah, I'll go real.
Mark Cox.
Fake.
Kim Sinan.
Fake.
It is real.
Yes.
You know what that means.
Winning.
Ethan Bright has come out on top
come
this week.
Come from behind win.
He had nothing.
Because we're trying to figure out Carl's fakes.
I came up with fakes this time.
Good job, Carl.
Instead of
they were good.
Only doing none of them.
Get more at 971talk.com.